Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, family. We back in the building. Back here to chop it up. This is Cosmic Kev, a.k.a. Brother Kev.
And this is Rigel, your girl Rigel, in the building.
Hotep, Abarigani, and Assalamu Alaikum. This is Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio, y'all. This is Collective Minds. We're back for another week. Hopefully, there's some constructive dialogue with the family. As always, at Collective Minds, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all got to think. Hit us up, y'all. This is our monthly, what we call open discussion topic, so you can call us up with anything. Let us know what's on your mind. The number is 929-477-1697. And before we get started, y'all, do y'all have any announcements? Or how was and I'm sorry, do y'all have any announcements? And how was y'all week? Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have any announcements, but I had a great week, you know. But no announcements right now. But a wonderful, wonderful week. Busy.
All right, Brother Mufasa. How was your week, and do you got any announcements for us?
Week been off the chain. Weekend is off the chain. You know, the announcements is, if you know, if everybody don't know, I'm kind of out in the public right now. The Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan came to St. Louis this weekend, and, man, he blessed us. He really blessed us. So we got him in and out of town safely. He was here for a convention. Not a convention, but a banquet to honor Brother Akbar Muhammad. If people don't know him, look his name up, Brother Akbar Muhammad. He's a great historian, great pioneer of the Nation of Islam, and a man who was able to get his flowers while he's still alive. So it's a great time this weekend working with the brothers and the sisters in the
That's
nation
right.
to secure our man, beautiful man. And Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Yes, indeed. So I'm still out working in the field now, but I'm loving every minute of it.
All right. Yes, indeed. So my brother's still working. You know, he'll try to chime in here and now, you know, to keep us posted what's going on. But, you know, we're going to continue on with the show as we always do at Collective Minds. Like I say, this is an open discussion this week. And we may have a special guest joining us as well here in a little bit, you know, so we just go continue on and do our thing. Remember, the number is 929-477-1697. Give us a call, you know, if you want to chime in and let us know some thoughts you've been having, anything you want to talk about as far as politics, the news, you know, what's been happening, anything like that, or anything that's on your mind, give us a call so we can discuss it here on the show. All right. And Cosmic Kev, myself, I don't have any announcements. You know what I'm saying? We could just get right into the show, I guess, as far as, you know, what's been going on here, I guess, as it pertains to the news cycle. You know, because we do got to bring the news cycle, even though I always say we should always take the news and the information that's disseminated as far as mainstream news, we should take that as a grain of salt, you know, and always do further research, because as we know, the news lies. There's a lot of fake news out there. You know what I'm saying? They've been caught in lies many times. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to take the news with a grain of salt. You know, but with all that being,
about them locals.
With all that being said, I'm going to let you guys go because I know my brother Mufasa doing his thing. Did you have anything you wanted to bring up real quick as far as open discussion?
Yeah, one thing, tell me what y'all thinking about these quote-unquote plagues that's going around the area. You know, I don't know if y'all knew of grasshoppers invading Las Vegas.
Right.
I'm talking about the swarms of grasshoppers invaded Vegas.
Yes,
also,
sir.
There was a praying mantis that invaded Mecca. Praying mantis, grasshoppers. You know, we got these earthquakes going, weather going all over, heat up and down. I mean, what's up? Is this something to all this? Is the world coming to an end, y'all? What's going on? Or can you blame this on science?
I mean, I would say, you know, because when people talk about the world coming to an end, I believe in that to a certain extent, not the physical world ending, but I believe the paradigm or the there's a shift in this particular world that is being ruled is coming to an end, and there's a new cycle that is emerging. You see what I'm saying? So not the physical world ending, but what I'm saying is the people and the evilness that rules, the lies and all those type of things. I think that type of world, we're at the very beginning of that world ending, and we start a new cycle, basically establishing Mayat, truth, justice, things like that. Now, these things happen in cycles, so I'm not saying it's going to be next year or 5 years from now, but we are witnessing the beginning of that. And I think, like, the things in Las Vegas, the grasshopper swarming, they saying it was due to, like, climate change or things like that. So, and the floods we've been having, like, it flooded in D.C. I know New Orleans just went through some things. So it's a lot of things going on as far as the weather goes. And like I said, I think those things are a result of a change that's happening. You know what I mean? Change that's happening in the world on a spiritual level and then also on a physical level as well. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I heard about that. That's pretty crazy. What you think about that, Roger?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I think it's something that happens over time and throughout time. We can find records of, you know, those types of incidents. I do think, you know, that those are signs, but like you said, signs of change, you know, the obvious. It's, you know, I think it definitely signifies some sort of a change. You know, you can, you know, when you have change like that, even if, like they said, we have a climate change, even if it was something else, you know, it still represents a change, you know. Spiritually, you know, definitely, you know, it can be something that you want to consider because we have to always consider the spiritual side of everything because we're not just all physical. You know, there is a spiritual side of it. So, I mean,
right.
I can't, of course, like nobody can just pinpoint exactly what it is, but it's definitely something to pay attention to. When you see massive change like that, it's definitely something that I would recommend paying attention to because for every action, there's a reaction. So we don't know what caused it and we don't know what the result of it going to be, you know. So I would definitely say just pay attention to it, be aware, because we have those things all the time throughout creation. There's always things like that, you know, that occur and happen. So you just have to be watchful, just be prepared, you know, live each day to the fullest, you know, because one day we won't be here, you know. walked the earth before us, and now they're topsoil, you know. So things happen, you know, and there are signs that indicate something happening. You know, we can categorize those things as good and bad if we choose to, or we can just see it as things happening in the world and around the world. I know I've heard some people just try to pinpoint it to just a certain area or demographic, but I see that these changes affect the whole entire world, the whole entire universe. So it's not just here in America. You know, we have significant changes throughout the whole world, you know, with the weather, the atmosphere, all that. So, yeah, it's definitely something to pay attention to. I didn't even know about it, so I'm glad it was brought up.
We get some background noise.
Yeah.
We get some background noise, ma'am.
I'm sorry about that, y'all. Is it loud?
Yeah, it's kind of messing
y'all
with the broadcast. It's messing with the broadcast a little
let me
bit.
Let me step back out a little bit, y'all.
Yeah, but I'm glad.
All right, you can hit it on mute.
Yeah, that's something I want to look into. Those types of changes and occurrences always interest me. So I'm one of the ones that definitely like to be watchful, you know, and pay attention and aware of my surroundings. So when I see signs and things like that, I like to, you know, pay attention. So I'm glad it was brought up because I had no idea that neither one of those incidents happened at all. So.
Yeah, I mean, Minister Farrakhan told us to watch the weather and said that with all these different things that's happening, that America is getting punished for how it's done, how its history of treating, you know, its indigenous people across throughout the planet, black people in America and indigenous people throughout the world. And if it don't change itself, these things will get worse. You know, now people can take that or they can leave it. But that's what the brother has told us.
That's right. I like that. You take it or leave it alone. You did.
That's right.
Also, some other signs that we should be watching is basically what's going on in politics. And this political season, again, has been very interesting, right? So they say that history is the best teacher, right? So we can look at history and see what happened to fall of civilizations and what happened, why did they fall, things like that. So fast forward to now, there's political climate. Because the reason why the reason why a lot of great civilizations fall is internal corruption or like political corruption, political strife, political infighting, things like that. Like if you study the Roman Empire fall, that was one of the things that started, that was one of the catalysts to that particular empire's downfall, right? So with what's going on in America at this particular time, it is a very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a high political climate, meaning it's a high bipartisan climate between the Republicans and Democrats. And I don't really get caught up in either one, but I'm just reporting the news here, like as part of this particular news cycle. I don't know if y'all know, but Donald Trump had put out some tweets about Representative Elijah Cummings in Baltimore. And that's kind of been the talk of the news cycle here lately. So I just wanted to touch on that real quick. I just want to read what he said as far as the tweets, and then, you know, get you guys' response to what he said. Okay, Trump tweeted, this was last week, it looks like the 27th of July, so a few days ago, well, maybe yesterday, it looks like. He tweeted out, it says, Representative Elijah Cummings has been a brutal bully shouting and screaming at the great men and women of border control about conditions at the southern border, when actually his Baltimore district is far worse and even more dangerous. His district is considered the worst in the USA. As proven last week during a congressional tour, the border is clean, efficient, and well-run, just very crowded. Cummings' district is disgusting, rat and rodent-infested mess. If he spent more time in Baltimore, maybe he could help clean up this very dangerous and filthy place. Okay, then I want to read this other tweet that goes along with it. It says, why is so much money sent to Elijah Cummings' district when it is considered the worst run and most dangerous anywhere in the United States? No human being would want to live there. Where is all this money going? How much is stolen? Investigate this corrupt mess immediately. Woo! Trump just laid into this man, and Elijah Cummings, for those that don't know, is a black man. Just want to throw that context in there. I just want to throw that in there. And Donald Trump is tweeting about he's saying something about the border. So what do y'all think about what Donald Trump said about Baltimore and Elijah Cummings? What y'all think about that? Roger?
Yeah, I'm here. I mean, you said a lot, but, you know, Donald Trump, he's, it's hard to even respond to some of his comments, you know. You know, he's just a wild guy, but I try to just not pay so much attention to Trump, you know, because I'm still trying to understand how did he become the president of the United States. You know, it's hard.
He about to get reelected, so.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
He may be a great guy to some, but that doesn't mean he's a great president. You know, and that's why I say there's a difference between being a great guy and being a great president. You know, I'm sure his kids love him, you know. I'm sure it was some people that love Jeffrey Dahmer. That don't mean, you know, he's good for the role. So it's like, you know, some people he might be good, depends on what you qualify as good. You know, but it's hard for me to even kind of listen to the guy, because every time I see him, the only thing I'm thinking is, how did he become president? I see he have new hair. I will say that. Look like he got a new, he got some new hair. I noticed that.
The way he got voted in was he talks it like he walks it. He talk it like he walks it.
All right, what do you think about the tweet, Brother Bufasa? If you got a chance to hear what he was talking about, you know, Baltimore is rodent infested and rat and rodent infested.
Well,
typical Trump.
If that's the case, that's the case. Baltimore does have issues. And if it's rat infested, it's rat infested. I mean, the people who are in Baltimore need to handle that. So, I mean, you can't be mad at a person for calling it what it is. You know, are we saying that he's not telling the truth? Or the problem just that he spoke out on it?
Right. No.
The way in which he said it.
Brother, right.
Well,
I'm with you.
Have he done anything to assist or help out with the issues that he's speaking out on?
Already.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. If he have not, then maybe he shouldn't have spoken on it. Did someone ask him about these things, and this was just his opinion that he just responded to a question that was asked?
Right. Well, he tweeted. This is what he tweeted. So. This is in response to Elijah Cummings basically being very critical of the border control, of what's going on at the border. So as a response, he started attacking his district that he represents as a congressman. Right. So, my thing is I'm with Mufasa for real, because we have to be honest and call a spade a spade. And this is by no means an endorsement for Donald Trump, but Donald Trump, we know what he is. I think he's a basically confirmed racist, but we know what it is. He says what he says, and that's what it is. No problem. The thing is, we have to be, even if he says something that's truthful, we got to give him props for that. And what he said about Elijah Cummings' district in Baltimore is somewhat true. The only thing, now this is what I will point out, the only thing I don't like about his tweet is he said, no human being would want to live there. So I kind of took that as a shot as black people being, because, you know, there's a lot of good people that are just in these bad situations and bad conditions. So I kind of took that as a shot that basically he was calling the people that lived there, they wasn't human. That was my biggest issue with what he said. Other than that, I think everything was on point. And I'm sorry to say, the Congressional Black Caucus, and that includes Elijah Cummings, you know, some other people, that includes Maxine Waters and Lacey Clay, even here in Missouri. I'm sorry, but I have to put these things out there, because if you have a constituency that is below the poverty line and economically deprived, they've been economically castrated, you know, you see all these problems within your particular district, and you've been in office, let's say, 5-10 years. I know here in Missouri, Lacey Clay has been a representative since 2001. So my thing is, what are you doing for your district? You see what I'm saying? A lot of these Democrats are worried about immigration and all these LGBTQ topics. You dig what I'm saying? And we'll get to the call lines here in 1 second. Just bear with us, family. We'll get to the call lines here in 1 second. We have an open discussion, so give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. But, again, back to the Democrats. See, the Democrats have a problem, because when you look at the cities and states that the Democrats control, a lot of these major cities, again, are majority black, or close to a large constituents of black people. So what are you doing for these people who are the most vulnerable in our society? Are you just getting handouts from these lobbyists and, you know, living high up on a horse and doing good and getting on TV and talking, but at the same time, you're not helping these people? Because as we look at the numbers, the economics of black people within these major cities, which, again, a lot of times are democratically controlled, we don't see any improvement. The schools, we don't see any improvement. Economics, we don't see any improvement. Drugs, crime, like, you can go on and on. The list goes on and on. Not to mention, in a lot of these cities, Baltimore, Chicago, St. Louis, these are democratically controlled cities, and the police killings are high, right? They're letting police off with impunity. You see what I'm saying? The police in these particular cities are killing unarmed black people and getting away with it. So what does that say about the Democrats and how they're running things and keeping black people on a certain leash of government dependency? You see what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, family. Again, this is not an endorsement for no Republicans or none of that, because I'm not with either party. At this particular time, my stance is, do you have any tangibles for black people specifically? That is a yes or no. If it's a no, you will not get my vote. If that's a yes, what type of tangibles do you have? And I'm not talking about for black and brown people. I'm not talking about for poor people. I'm not talking about for people of color. I'm talking about specifically for black people, unapologetically. So this goes, like, this is to the Congressional Black Caucus. This is to the few, or the couple black senators that we have. This is to the Democratic people that are running for president, opponents that are running for president. What black agenda do you have? And if you don't have one, if you're just running this game on the people, then we have a problem. And this has been going on far too long. And I think Donald Trump is playing chess by him calling out Elijah Cummings and saying, hey, we've sent money to Baltimore. We've sent money to that district. What is he doing with it? Which is a valid question. Why all of a sudden, you know, they want to ask Donald Trump, what is he doing? But what was Obama doing when he was in office to address these problems? Everybody was just going along. Black people thought we had won when we got a black president. We made it. No, the numbers don't show that we made it. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of work that needs to be done. And with this political climate, like I started off, it's going to show that, you know, we are at a crossroads politically because the Democratic Party is about to crash and burn if they don't have a specific agenda for black people, because we are the base of that party, no doubt about it. You know what I'm saying? They hollering about the immigrants, but a lot of immigrants come over and vote Republican. So let's
back.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's my thing. So I'm just saying, watch the politics. Trump treated that. There's a lot of infighting going on, even within the Democratic Party. You know, they call Nancy Pelosi out as, quote-unquote, being a racist as well. So they've been throwing the racist word out a lot. So it's just been a lot going on. But these are just the signs of – excuse me. These are just the signs of a weakening empire. Low morale within the population. The people are not believing in the government. A lot of corruption, and things are being exposed at this time. You know, with the even with the Jeffrey Epstein thing and him being connected politically into a lot of powerful people. A lot of these things
are being
exposed.
It is what it is.
You dig what I'm saying? Which lowers the morale of the public, and then they start to disengage from the system. So we're just at the beginning of this, of course. But just be on a lookout, pay attention, and, you know, grab your popcorn and watch. You know what I'm saying? Be an observer. Don't get too emotional. Just observe and watch. And if you're just joining this family, it's Collective Minds. I am Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev, with my brother Mufasa Ra and Queen Rigel. We do have a special guest joining us here in a little bit. Did you want to... Rigel, did you want to respond to anything I just said, or?
Well, you know what?
You know.
Well, when you had mentioned someone, it made me think about R. Kelly.
Oh.
His situation that's going on. I think they say he have a trial that's coming up on, I think that's Thursday. Do you think he's going to get out?
As far as R. Kelly, I don't think so. I would be surprised if he does. But yeah, I don't think so at this point. I'd be surprised if he does. I mean, of course, I don't want to see that man or anyone in jail, because I think at this point it's just double jeopardy. So we know what it is. Even if he did do some foul things, okay, he was never convicted in court. Now they're bringing double jeopardy back for the same incident, but they're saying the girl is cooperating now. You see what I'm saying? So I think they just have it out for him. Of course, they are going to break the rules. When I say they, I mean the dominant society. I mean the suspected white supremacists that control these institutions, meaning the courts and the judicial system. So, yeah, they just changed the rules. You know, if they want to keep him in jail, they'll keep him in jail. They'll rig the jury to make sure he gets locked up. So, you know, that's the type of game we're playing with. We're playing a game with people who don't play fair. And for a lot of years, black people have been playing fair because that's what they've lied and told us we're supposed to do. You see what I'm saying? That we're playing fair. All you got to do is just play fair and, hey, you'll be okay. No, these people lie. They move the goalposts. They change the rules in the middle of the game. So we have to adjust accordingly. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I don't think he's going to get out to answer your question.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, I was just wondering what did you think about that, because I don't think so either, but you know. Okay, so we And one other thing before we call in the guest and you bring in other callers, Brother Cav. Did you hear about the this is something a little different than what we have been discussing. But did you hear about that Nicole Murphy situation?
Yeah, I heard Murphy. About that.
Okay,
yeah, with Antoine Fuqua, the director.
Right. Now, this is why I brought this up, because this is something that we kind of touched base on before. Now, everybody keeps talking about Nicole, what she did. Nobody's talking about the guy. They act like he knew he was married just like she knew that she was married. It never fails.
Mm.
They always talk about the female, what the female did and this and that. Oh, she's a homewrecker. She knew this, she knew that. What about the guy? I think something needs to change about that. Every time you hear something about it, it's always Nicole. Like, why do you think that? Why do you think it's always the female that's getting drugged by her actions and the guys just get off scot-free?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I personally think it's just a societal thing. When it comes to things like that, the men usually get the benefit of the doubt. Unfortunately, that's just what it is. But yeah, I mean, they both, if they were doing something, they both, you know, are responsible. But my thing is, I ain't really pay too much attention to that, because I was just like, you know, that was just a man doing his thing. Who knows what type of situation he got with his wife. They could be separated. They could have arrangement. You know, who knows? So I didn't really want to speculate or anything like that. I mean, I just looked at two adults, you know, doing what they do. You know, so I don't know. But as far as, you know, maybe they look at it like the woman, you know, as a woman, she should know that, okay, if he's married, not to mess with him. But it's like, come on, these are grown people. These are public figures.
But as a man,
you know, their stories are out there. Like,
know not to mess with her.
That's the thing, though. Obviously, it's like, I don't think either one of them cares, because they were in public, quote unquote, you know, being intimate. So I don't think either one of them cares. And we don't know what type of situation that Antoine Fuqua and his wife, Layla Rashan, what type of situation they have. You know what I'm saying? We just don't know.
No, I just wanted to, you know, mention a bit. But, okay.
Okay. All right. Let's, I guess we could, you want to go ahead and bring, I guess, in Brother Mufasi?
Yeah.
Put it in.
Okay. Yes, indeed. You want to go ahead and bring our guest in?
Okay,
we have a guest.
He's in, Vlad. Vlad, you with us?
Vlad HQ.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Peace. First off, this is Cosmic Care, Vlad. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you for, you know, spending some of your Sunday evening with us real quick. Before we get started, just in case we have some listeners that have not heard of you, can you give us, like, an introduction of who you are and what you do?
Yeah, I'm a rapper from St. Louis. You can follow me on Instagram, VladHQ with an underscore. Right now I'm in L.A., just kind of expanding my fan base. You know, I shoot pranks and stuff, so I run a YouTube channel, so I kind of do some of that entertainment stuff.
Okay, cool. Yes, indeed. Now, as far as the name VladHQ, I guess that's the first obvious question. How did you come up with that name? Because you know we got the other Vlad as well that do the interviews on YouTube, on Vlad
TV. Yeah.
So how did you come up with that with that particular name?
It was just something quick off the top of my head. I thought HQ would stand for high quality, and that's what I strive when I make music, is for high quality music. So it kind of stands for Vlad High Quality, you know, some short and sweet.
Okay, yes, indeed. Now, sticking with the whole Vlad vein, I got a question from there because, you know, Vlad, I don't know if you watch his interviews, but he interviews Lord Jamal a lot. And Lord Jamal made a statement that, first of all, let me ask you this. Are you classified as white male, just in case our listeners can't see your picture? Are you a white male?
Yeah, European.
European, okay, got you. European male, okay. And now, okay, so going back to the question, Vlad interviews Lord Jamal, and Lord Jamal made a famous statement that got a lot of traction and a lot of attention, and he said that white people are guests in hip-hop, and I know you say you do hip-hop, you rap. Do you feel like as though hip-hop or rap is a black culture, and do you feel like you are a guest in hip-hop?
It unfortunately does feel that way. I get a lot of hate online because I rap, and there's a lot of people that just hate me just because I'm white. You know, I see a lot of racist remarks whenever people share my stuff, you know, on Facebook or Instagram, and it seems to be, like, kind of accepted by people, you know? Nobody really trips off about it, you know? So, yeah, it unfortunately feels that way, but I try not to think about it.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Queen Riser, did you have a question for our guest here?
Well, I just wanted to, I mean, that was an interesting answer that he gave. I guess I can see that to be true, but I guess to hear him actually acknowledge that is, puts a different spin on it, on the reality of it. So with that being said, and with your answer, how does that help you to keep going on? Do you feel like this is just something that's in your blood? Is this something that you just want to do? Because since you are faced with obstacles and things like that, it doesn't look like you're giving up. So, you know, is this something that you use for fuel to keep going, or...
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I do for fun and something that, you know, kind of lets me put out my feelings in a way, you know, express myself. But I mostly do it for fun, you know, kind of as a hobby. It started off that, you know, I just made beats just for fun and kind of grew into actually, you know, rapping. So, yeah, it's something I do for fun. I make a little bit of money from it. But I just keep going just because I like it.
Any inspiring features you wanna see yourself later on?
I'd wanna work with Smoke Perp. He's probably been my biggest inspiration.
No doubt.
In St. Louis I would wanna work with $2. But those are probably the two.
You are from St. Louis, so what are some other local rappers that you may be connected with?
I've worked with a lot of different rappers. Probably the biggest ones that I worked with were AMR, D'Huncho. He's blowing up. L.A. Foes, he's also blowing up. Young St. Louis, he's actually in L.A. right now, but he's from St. Louis too. Sexy Red. There is a lot of talent right now, and not a lot of people, you know, have St. Louis in their, you know, don't have their eyes on St. Louis like that. So, you know, hopefully one of those, you know, somebody kind of blows up and puts a light, you know, to what's going on right now.
Yeah. Now, okay, obviously, about the videos you're doing, the No Smoke campaign. What was that all about? How did you come up with that? Was that something that you just wanted to use as a gimmick to get you more exposure? Like, you know.
Wait, hold on. Let's give one second. Let's give the listener some context, because what actually prompted this interview is our brother Mufasa sent us a video of you going into a church and saying nobody want no smoke, and I guess firing up a blunt or joining some. And then you were doing the videos in kind of like Walmart and other type of stores. So what prompted or started that campaign there?
I've always wanted to make pranks you know, for videos, you know, just to entertain people and make people laugh. So, yeah, that's just something I started doing, you know, kind of starting at Walmart. And I guess I took it up a notch with the, you know, with the last video that I made.
Yeah, that was deep right there, man. Were there any charges, anything filed against you on that or no?
There was. I don't want to really speak on it too much, but I think it's a pretty easy case for me to beat because I don't personally believe I violated anything. I don't personally believe I disturbed anybody. You know, I waited until the prayer was over, so I don't personally feel like I deserve those charges, considering that, you know, the people at the church assaulted me.
Okay, got you. All right, family, if you just joined this Collective Minds Radio, this is our monthly open discussion program, and we do have a special guest with us, Vlad HQ. He's an inspiring rapper, YouTube video maker. And let's go to the call line, see if we got any callers and, you know, maybe want to ask some questions or get some comments in here.
Okay, let's go with area code 319.
All right.
Yes, area code 319-572. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay. No problem. Thank
you. All right. Appreciate you, caller.
But I do
okay,
have a you have a
question. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna ask Vlad too, as far as some of the videos that I noticed on your Instagram, some of the Walmart locations and things like that. Now, have you considered other locations? Like, are you just, how do you pick your locations? Are you targeting certain areas, or are you just randomly, or these are the places that you be at, or, you know, how do you select a location that you're going to go in? And the McDonald's.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was mostly just random, you know, whatever. Wherever I may be at the time, you know, mostly spontaneous, but some I do plan out. You know, there's some logistics between some of them. But basically, I mean, whatever kind of fits in, you know, to whatever prank I'm trying to do, that's how I pick it out. Like, for example, I kind of want to go to Venice Beach by the Muscle Beach, wherever all the bodybuilders work out, and do the no-smoke challenge there. You know, I think it might be funny. But just basically was pretty spontaneous.
Right. Okay, yes, indeed. All right. Now, you know, one of the original St. Louis questions kind of give you a gauge of, like, how people are, how they or where they grew up. What high school did you go to, Vlad?
Pattonville High School.
Pattonville, got you, okay. Got you. You know, doing research on this particular show, we also came across, there was a video, I believe, against Travis Scott that went viral. Can you explain to the listeners what that was all about? I guess he was coming to St. Louis to do a concert, and, you know, you had made a video. Can you explain what was going on in that video for the listeners?
Yeah, so Travis Scott disrespected Mike Brown. He said that he deserved what happened, and as somebody that, you know, knows Mike Brown's parents and his relatives, I believe that was unnecessary. So I made a video, you know, kind of trying to get his concert canceled, how I did with, you know, my previous Luzanne situation. So yeah, that's basically it.
Okay, yes, indeed. Now, did you get any backlash from that? I would say either legal or otherwise, maybe from Travis Scott's camp.
Yeah, I mean, the feds kicked in my door. You know, I had a lot of stuff going on at the time. So, yeah, I mean, it definitely didn't work out.
It is what it is.
Yeah, but, you know, I'll definitely learn from that. so, you know, I won't be repeating the same mistakes.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Queen Roger, did you have a question?
No, I don't have a question right now. We can want to try to take another caller.
Yeah, yeah, let's get another caller.
Okay. Area code 314-381. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
I don't even know what y'all are talking about.
Well,
I had a hard time
discussing.
Yeah, I had a hard time finding you on Blog Talk. They really messed up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
no worries. We appreciate you, caller. Basically, it's an open discussion week. We try to do these once a month. And then we have a special guest on as well, Vlad HQ. He's a rapper from St. Louis. And what prompted us to contact him was he has a No Smoke campaign where he kind of goes around, and he went into a church and did his whole no smoke thing and tried to light up a blunt. So that kind of, yeah, and then he's just done it in like Walmart and McDonald's and different places like that. So it's like a little prank, little campaign, and we had just brought him on this week just to, you know, do open discussion and see what he had going on. But you could talk about anything, though, Paula.
Well, I was going to talk about my president and how they are attacking him for making a statement that he said about Baltimore.
Right. Did you hear what I said earlier?
Well, let me run this by. I was going to email you this, but you ever heard of a company called Arkin Pest Control?
Arkin, yes. Yeah, yes.
They're nationally known. Arkin lists Baltimore in the top five in rat infestations.
Right.
And they list Baltimore number one with bed bug infestation.
Right.
Now, how do you expect these kids in Baltimore to act normal if they spent all the night fighting bed bugs? They're suffering from sleep deprivation.
Right.
I mean, I'm saying that sort of jokingly. But if you got a company putting that information out there, how are you going to criticize him for what he's basically just repeating? And then Elijah Cummings is going to say that the children on the border are being treated so horribly, whereas the people in your community, if the kids is coming home from school, they have to duck and dodge bullets, then when they get ready to go in the house, they got to fight off rats. They got rats trying to take their lunch, and they got gangsters trying to take their lunch money. What kind of scenario is that? Anyway.
Hey, that's
it
hilarious.
Is what
no,
it is.
We had touched on this earlier, and I was saying that Trump was right. The only problem I had with is when he said that no humans would live there. So my thing is, there's humans already living there. It's just bad conditions, but, you know, it's humans there. So I didn't – that was the only thing I took issue with. But other than that, I think he was on point. I think he playing chess with these Democrats, and, you know, he trying to basically set them down before they get started, because he said there was a lot of money sent to Baltimore. Why isn't it cleaned up, which is the case for a lot of major cities in America.
Yeah,
you
it is.
Saying?
It's
that
a shame. And Elijah Cummings has been in there for 13 terms. That's 26 years.
Right.
Not
right,
as long
exactly.
as Lacey Clay. He's been in there for 15,
right.
16 terms, 32 years, then his father.
Oh, yeah,
he's been
Yeah, he's been in there that long. That's right.
Yeah. So, it's just baffling. And the sad thing about it is people keep voting. The way they don't know no better, maybe. I don't know. But it's just sad.
Vlad, you have
anyway.
Any comment to that?
No, not really. I'm an immigrant, so.
Where you immigrate
from? Where are you from? Yeah, where are you from?
I'm from Ukraine.
Oh, okay, got you. Okay, you're from the Ukraine. Got you.
Well, I guess you was feeling bad when they kicked out Yanukovych. the way they did with the CIA?
I don't follow it too much. I try not to because there's just so much to it, and I'll go down a rabbit hole. So I just try and follow politics.
All right. Well, don't talk bad against your company here in the States because Putin has sent somebody after you, man. I know he will.
Now, look, check this out, Vlad. How long have you been in the United States?
About 11 years now.
About 11 years. Okay. So are you're familiar with the political uprising? Wasn't there like a revolution in Ukraine or something
like
that?
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff that happened in 2014, the Orange Revolution, and
right.
That's kind of why, you know, me and my mom moved out here.
Oh, okay, that's kind of why you moved out here. Okay, got you. Now, I will say this because I don't know the exact conditions, in Ukraine, but here, you know, as sure as you are aware that, especially within a lot of major cities, there's a heavy black population. For some reason, well, not for some reason, we kind of know the reasons, but these communities get flooded with a lot of guns, violence, and then you add that with drugs, and then you add that with low economic opportunities. You have some self-hate in there. Like, you throw all these things in there. But my point is, or my question is, you've come over here from another country to basically rap about those things that a particular group does, which could be detrimental to that particular community. So, how do you rationalize rapping about guns, violence, drugs when you know that this particular community suffers from those particular ailments?
I mean, I personally have friends that, you know, have been involved with that. You know, I have black friends that, you know, do those things, and, you know, we make songs together. You know, they kind of accept me for who I am, you know, even though I came from another country. You know, I like making rap music, and they're okay with that. So, you know, some of the things in the St. Louis community affect me as well. So that's just what I make my songs
off of.
Yeah.
Got you. So my question would be, let's say, I don't know, you know, if
it
you're
is what it
what
is.
Type of route you're going as far as independent, or maybe you're trying to go to major label route. I don't know. But let's say you do get fortunate, get lucky, and you get, you know, you start making hits, you start making money. Do you plan on giving back to these particular communities, or, you know, where you come from, Pattonville, Ferguson, Florissant, do you plan on, you know, giving back in some way to those communities?
I mean, yeah, for sure. I consider St. Louis my home, even though, you know, I was born in another country. I consider St. Louis my home. That's where I grew up. You know, that's where I base my life on. So, yeah, for sure. I mean, and, you know, while I was in St. Louis, I did do, you know, a lot of the positive stuff. You know, some of the stuff, you know, I did put out online, some of the stuff I didn't, but, if I do happen to be fortunate to make it in this kind of industry, then yeah, for sure.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, again, this is Collected Minds Radio. We are here doing an open discussion. Give me one second, Roger, if you could take over real quick.
Well, if you guys don't mind,
I want to ask Kevin another question too.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm here. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm here. All right, cool.
You know, and this is not directed at the guy from Ukraine, but I want to talk about the illegal immigration and the onslaught on the borders. And I'm going to take you back in history, back to 1821. You know, the Republic of Mexico won a war against Spain. And in doing so, she inherited, she didn't pay for it, she inherited a lot of territory, of which some was Texas, what's now Texas. Okay. Now, Mexico didn't have the people to occupy that territory. I think the most that they had was like 2,500. So what they done is they offer for Americans to come to that territory under the auspice of giving them free land and low taxes. And Americans took them up on it. Well, they kept coming and kept coming, and even some came the illegal route. And the next thing you knew, they outnumbered the Mexicans 10 to 1. And then they voted to secede from Mexico. That's when Sam Houston became who he became, and you know the history of the Alamo. All right. And they did secede from Mexico. Now, if you got the same scenario going on out on the southern border where you have people in California already, Arizona, Utah, Nevada, what happens is one of these states, they've become over outnumbering the Native Americans. I mean, the American Americans. Right. And they decide to secede. And in doing so, they say, Russia, you can come put missiles in our land in order to protect us from the rest of the United States. Now what? Because you did have an individual in Colorado that took down the American flag and hoisted up the Mexican flag, did they not? That's an act of war. Anyway, I want to give you something to think about.
Yes, indeed. I'll ponder that. You know, but, you know, there's been a few states that sent in stuff to succeed the United States, even when President Obama was in office. So, but yeah, we could touch on that later. I do kind of want to keep our guests engaged and also get to the callers. I think we have some callers that maybe want to chime in, but we appreciate you, caller. Thank you for your time, as always. We appreciate you. Vlad, you still there?
Yes.
Vlad, you still there? Okay, yeah. Because I do want to keep in a conversation, but I want to say this as well, because this is a Cosmic Kev. So on this show, we deal with, you know, a lot of politics, news, government, social issues, race issues, just a lot of things to kind of cover the board, religion. So we deal with a lot of things. So I just wanted, you know, just to make you aware of that. And also, you know, I consider myself a hip hop historian. So I'm probably a generation or two older than you, you know what I'm saying? But I love hip-hop. I love the culture. I love everything about it that it brings to us, you know what I'm saying? Like as far as the four elements, MCing, DJing, graffiti, breakdancing, all that stuff, knowledge. So this is what I wanted to say, because one of the fifth pillar of hip-hop is knowledge, right? There's also other pillars as well, but I'm talking about the main five pillars is MCing, graffiti, breakdance, graffiti, which is the art, breakdancing, which is the dance, and DJing, which is could be considered a producer nowadays. But you got those five elements, and now today it just seems like a lot of there's no balance. Like a lot of the knowledge has been kind of left out of hip hop, you know what I'm saying? So it's just one sided. You know, you just got guns, violence, the drugs, and I got more money than you, which is cool. Like I'm not knocking that, you know what I'm saying? That is cool. But I just want to know, what do you think about just the balance in hip hop and the state of hip hop today? Like I don't know if you're a historian, like hip hop from back in the 90s to now, but how do you think hip hop has transitioned, in your opinion, today?
Yeah.
From the beginning to today, from what you know.
Right. Well, nowadays it's more of like a dick measuring contest for real. Like, you know, nobody really cares about the history of the hip hop, I think, nowadays anymore. And I think people should just do whatever they want to do, you know? Like, if somebody wants to rap about something, you know, let them do it.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm with that. Now tell me this. Do you think the lyricism has been lost, or you think it's still there, or lyrics don't really matter? It's just about the beat. What is your take on, you know, the lyrics in hip hop?
Well, I mean, as with any genre, there have been songs that didn't really have a lot of lyrical meaning to it, but a lot of people bumped. So I don't really think lyrics matter as much. But I do think, like, personally, like, I would make songs that kind of, like, balance it out. You know, some songs have a lot of, you know, meaning in the lyrics and some songs don't. But that's just how I am personally. But, I mean, it's kind of been, like, a balance. You know, some songs have a lot of meaning, you know, in the lyrics and some don't.
Gotcha.
It is what
and,
it is.
Did I just want to refer to Queen Roger real quick? Roger, did you have any questions or comments?
Well, I want to know, what artists inspired you, right? What were some of the artists who inspired you to, you know, to try to get into it and to do what you're doing?
I think my biggest inspiration is probably Chief Keef. Like, I just love his music whenever I heard it, and that's just what I listen to. But that's probably my biggest inspiration as far as rap goes. You know, I listen to a lot of other genres and other music, but that's probably, you know, my biggest artist that I like.
Okay. Chief Keef, yeah.
Yes, indeed. That's Chicago. That drill music, yeah. Chief Keef, I wonder, what has he been up to lately? Like, Chief Keef did have some good songs.
He
you
just
know what I'm saying? Has he dropped anything lately?
Oh, he just released the album? Okay.
Yeah, or a mixtape. I don't know. Yeah, the Leak Volume 6, I think. Something like that. But it was pretty good. I personally like it.
Okay, got you. Now, are you currently working on an album? At this time,
I just dropped my first mixtape.
Okay.
Yeah, I just dropped my first mixtape. It's called No Smoke, so I've been promoting that. I got a lot of different music on that, so it's not just, you know, just trap. You know, it's a little bit of everything. It's kind of a compilation. And right now I'm in Cali. I'm trying to find some studios to get into and make some music down here. So I'm definitely working on new content.
Got you. Yeah, you're definitely in the right place. Let's go to the call lines and see if we got a caller that want to chime in and ask a question.
Okay, here you go. 214-616. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Hello?
Peace. Hello, we're here. Peace.
Yes.
We can't hear you, Caller.
Yeah, you kind of breaking up, Caller. We can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, loud and clear. But yeah, now you just went out.
Okay, if any from Bruce Franks, I saw something recently that said that he had stepped down and he was going to move out of town. Has anyone talked to him or know the location that he's moved to?
I have not. Talk to him or know the location he's moving to. So I'm not sure. I did see the post. I think I saw it on Facebook. Now, Vlad, are you familiar with Oops, the rapper Oops from St. Louis, also known as Bruce Franks?
I am not.
Okay, he's a local battle rapper here. And I think he went on to be in the Missouri Senate, but he had put out a post basically saying he was leaving. You know, I don't know what the situation was, but he just kind of abruptly resigned and then said he was moving out the city. So that's what the caller was referring to. But did you want to speak on that, caller?
No, not really.
Okay. Now,
I like Brother Kev calling. I saw the announcement as well, but it didn't provide much information as far as where he's going. I'm sure that was done strategically. And I know he said that if he didn't leave St. Louis, he would probably end up dead. Is what he said in the post, but. And I'm sure they're probably keeping that under wraps. You probably have to have a private one-on-one with them, and I have not spoken with him.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, no problem.
All right, all right. Appreciate it. Yes, indeed. It's Collective Minds Radio. We coming down. We inside the last half hour of the show. This has been an open discussion, and we are joined by Vlad HQ, St. Louis rapper, immigrant from Ukraine, just found out. Let me see here.
It is what it is.
And you say you just dropped the mixtape just for our listeners. How can, how can they support you? How can they find you online?
So I have it released on Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, most of the major platforms, where you find music, just look up Vlad HQ, No Smoke in the search bar, and, you should be able to find me.
Okay. Yes, indeed.
No smoke.
All right, now, which route are you going? Are you staying independent, or are you actually looking for a deal, or what, you know, because it's a new era. A lot of things are done online as far as you can sell your music and be independent. What type of situation are you looking for?
Well, I'm going to stay independent for now. You know, I'm getting money from streams and stuff, so I'm going to just keep it that way. And, you know, as I grow
gotcha.
Bigger, you know, I'm open to new opportunities, but As of now, I'm staying independent.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then you say you just kind of started off doing this for fun anyway. It's kind of like a little hobby for you.
Right. So, yeah, exactly. Sorry. I don't want to turn into a full-time job for sure, but, you know, maybe in the future.
Do your family support your decision of going to the hip-hop industry?
I mean, my family don't really care that much about anything that I do, you know, that I do, so.
Okay. They trusted you.
Now.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. I was on mute.
I'm
sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just adding to that.
Okay, yeah. I heard you ask about his parents. Are you saying, like, do you guys have a relationship? Do you still talk? Do they know the type of music you make? Things of that nature?
I have a very small family. I just got a mom and a grandma, so, I mean, they, you know, I talk to them every once in a while, but they don't really keep tabs on what I do. They don't really, you know,
gotcha.
Check up on me like that.
Gotcha. Okay. That's what's up. Yeah, so you independent for real. That's what's up. All right. Did you have anything you wanted to add in there, Roger?
No, I don't. I do want to thank you, Vlad, for acknowledging, you know, when I reached out to you, and I appreciate you, you know, coming on with us. Like I said, I was really interested in those videos that I saw that we've already discussed. So I just want to encourage you to be careful out there, because I know I was looking at some of the videos, and just from a mother's point of view, you know, I'm like, oh, my God, you know, hopefully, you know, you're aware, you know, what you're doing, you know, so just be careful out there, and, you know, I just wish you success, you know, and hopefully, you know, whatever you're trying to do, you know, you can reach a goal in a safe manner, you know. I did find the campaign, No Smoke, and You Don't Want No Smoke. I found it to be pretty clever, you know, so I definitely give you some props for that, for creativity on that, so I thought that
for
was
sure,
pretty
thank
cool.
you.
Yeah, I'm somewhat in the entertainment industry myself, so I know how it can be, you know, challenging, you know, and obstacles
Hello.
And stuff. And by you being, you know, Caucasian, I can imagine pushback you probably get. You know? But I think, like you say, going the independent route, I think that's pretty much, nowadays, I think that's ideal, you know, so. I think you'll find more success and more freedom you know, an independent way, you know, unless it's something in particular that an artist is looking for from a major label, then, you know, independent is really the ideal way, you know.
Hey, family, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yes, we can hear you. That's Brother Mufasa. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, I'm coming in hot, y'all. Vlad HQ on the phone?
Yes. Mufasa was coming in. This is our third host. He's been kind of busy for the day, but he's trying to get his little last minute in.
Yes, sir. How you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to speak with you, and hopefully I can catch up with you again, because I'm looking for the smoke, brother. So hopefully I get a chance to catch up with you and talk to you more about your music.
We got a few minutes. We got like 15, 20 minutes.
I got.
You can shoot a couple.
I got 10 seconds because my people are coming out to the place right now. I got 10 seconds. So sorry, y'all, that I wasn't able to get on, to come on. So hopefully, like I say, I can reach out to Vlad HQ in the future and
talk
to you some more. Yeah, I guess I can ask one quick question. If y'all may have already asked it, though, wait a minute, hold on, y'all. Hold on. Give me one second. Hey.
All right, brother.
Sorry. I got to go, y'all. I'll get back.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mufasa All right. say he is looking for the smoke.
Yeah, Mufasa looking for the smoke. He said he's looking for the smoke, so... That's what's up. I guess before we let you go, Vlad, you know, is there anything you want to let us know? You want to shout out to the people back in St. Louis while you out in L.A. or, you know, how we can find you, support, things like that. Just, you know, let us know. I guess give us some closing words and you know, how you enjoying L.A. out there, man.
Yeah, exactly, man. I'm just enjoying L.A. out here, you know, taking a break from all the bullshit from St. Louis.
Right.
You know, if you're listening to this and you want to follow me, go ahead and do that on Instagram. You know, you can reach out to me, you know, ask me questions, you know, whatever. But yeah, not much else.
Okay.
All right. Yes, indeed. We
continue to follow you and try to keep up with what's going on with you and your music and everything.
Yes,
sure,
indeed.
I appreciate it, y'all.
All right, we appreciate you, Vlad, for taking the time with us. All right. Peace.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Family, it's Collective Minds Radio. We are in the building. We ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. This was an open discussion. Brother Mufasa was in and out, and so me and Roger had to hold it down, but no worries. We had a special guest come in, Vlad HQ. And like I say, just to give it some context, he came on the show because we were sent a video that kind of went viral where he does this little campaign where he went into a church and actually lit up a blunt. It kind of looked like a Catholic church or something, but he went in there and lit up a blunt, you know, and put that online. And there's other videos of him doing some things online as well, like smoking in Walmart, McDonald's, hopping on the counter, just stuff, you know, clout chasing, you know, making viral videos, trying to get, you know, get some fame. So we had him on just to kind of, you know, see what was going on with him, discuss a few things, see what the No Smoke campaign was about, and keep it moving. So that's what it was this week. I think we hit on a few good topics. The one caller that called in, Pianchi, was asking about, you know, states succeeding because of the immigration deal and all that. And I know Mufasa.
Still on.
Huh? I don't know. I mean, you could bring it back in. No, I don't. But I know Mufasa was talking about immigration. And so I just give my stance real quick, and I guess, Roger, you give your stance on immigration because that is a hot topic right now. My thing is with the immigration, you know, the Democrats are really pushing that illegal immigration, and black people, I don't think we really have a horse in that race. Like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? If they're being treated inhumanely, that is very unfortunate. You know, they're separating parents from kids and things like that. That's very unfortunate.
However, is what it is.
These things have been going on in black society for a long time. So let's not play with this thing. You know, as far as black people and me, myself being a black male, black man, I have to just call it what it is. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of things that have gone on with black people where we don't get this kind of support. So now they're caping for immigrants to come over here when, like I say, a lot of the immigrants come over here and vote Republican. You dig what I'm saying? And they identify as white a lot of times. So that's just my thing with immigration. It's like, it is what it is. People, I guess, just come over here legally. You know what I'm saying? There was actually a video. Yeah, go ahead. I'll let you go.
I was just going to say, you know, as a parent and a human being, of course, you know, my heart goes out to the parents and the children that are separated. You know, because I couldn't imagine, you know, regardless of the circumstances, I have a level of sympathy or empathy for those parents and the children that's involved. I think it sucks. Yes, but totally agree with what you said, Brother Kevin. This is something that has been going on in our community forever. The difference is we didn't have a choice. They bringing the kids to the
school.
Take them.
There you go. Take them. There you go. Exactly. So then, I mean, that's true. And we gotta look at. Go ahead.
No, I was just reiterating. So go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was gonna say we gotta look at the reason they coming over here, right? Why are they coming over here? They coming over here because of the opportunities. So how did America get all this wealth and opportunity? That was due to black people's free labor. That was due to a lot of stealing of land from black people. You know what I'm saying? Stealing a lot of resources. So they coming over here to benefit off of something that we built. And let's not make no mistake about that, family. The slave, the free slave labor built this country. It afforded this country the resources to be the military power that it is today. Now, who want the smoke on that? Now, anybody can debate me on that. That's clear and uncut. The reason America is what it is today is because of centuries, more than one, centuries of free labor that was afforded to this country so it could build its wealth, go into the Industrial Revolution, Reconstruction, things like that, in order to make this country the place that it is. So now we're in a situation where immigrants are coming over here to enjoy those benefits, but at the same time, they gonna be shitting on black people, and to lack of a better term, excuse my language, lack of a better term, they gonna be dumping on black people. So,
okay, they're gonna come over here and then unite with the same people that's suppressing us.
There you go. That's exactly what's gonna happen. Exactly. So I don't even like when people talk about black and brown. There is no black and brown coalition. We got to stop using that term, family, because, first of all, it's a confusing term because most black people are brown. How about that? Most black people are brown, and the people that they're calling brown, which would be Latino or Hispanic, quote unquote, they identify as something else. There's no coalition with us and brown. I'm sorry, there isn't. You know what I'm saying? We just got to be real about that. So those, like, when those immigrants come over here, a lot of times they side with the oppressive class. And that's not no good for black people. You should see what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just
my opinion again, like, I stay out of it. You know, it's unfortunate, the stuff that happens, but I just stay out of it. It is what it is. You know?
That is. You think they do that because, you know, it's like, okay, think about it. Okay, if you had a choice to come here and then be included with the black community or the non-black community, when it seems like the non-white community is there in power. You know, and it seems like they're the ones that's dictating, they're the ones that's controlling. Yeah, you can roll the dice in the black community and, you know, swim your way up like a little tadpole and make it to the top to get a little food, you know, but do you want to be with the group that's distributing the food?
Well, I mean, I would just put it simple, right is right and wrong is wrong. So that's a decision that they're going to have to make. You know what I'm saying? Whether you sign with right or wrong. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at that. So, yeah, I get it. If you can't beat them, join them. Okay. But who are you joining with?
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Who you joining with? You joining with the devil? Who, you know, are you on the side of righteousness and justice? You see what I'm saying? No matter how it looks. So that's a personal decision that they would have to make, because you have, you know, it's some black people who take that position.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I can't beat them, so I'm going to just join them, and I'm not going to worry about nothing else. I'm just going to, you know, just join up and hopefully I'm not a victim. You know what I'm saying? But we know that don't work. You dig what I'm saying? We know that don't work. So, yeah, it would just be up to the individual. You know what I'm saying? I get it. And then the way that we're portrayed in the media and things like that, the way that we're portrayed as far as movies and how the world perceives us is something different than how we really are. So it's going to be up to us to redefine our position. You know what I'm saying? To, you know, all that ratchet and a lot of those things don't really identify black culture, or they shouldn't represent black culture. You know what I'm saying? It could be an aspect, but that's not all of black culture. You know what I'm saying? Don't limit us to that, to the foolery. You know what I'm saying?
You know, everybody has their few. You know, but I could say that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they'll magnetize our few and make it like, this is everybody. This is, you know.
This is everybody, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, that's what it is. So, I don't have a dog in the immigration fight. And like I said, the Democrats are really in trouble.
Do you feel like that Black America are immigrants?
No, we the only non-immigrant group here. Now, how about that? The Black Americans are the only non-immigrant group here. Now, challenge me on that. Now, you can take that or leave it alone, because we know that Black people was here before anybody.
Meaning the first people on Earth.
Meaning the first people on Earth and the first people on this continent.
On this continent.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, and on this continent. So that's just what it is. Yeah, we're the only non-immigrant group. And if you want to look at it from the aspect of, we even look at it from the aspect of black people coming over from West Africa and doing the slave trade. Those are non-immigrants. They were forced, right? Those people were forced. So that's a non-immigrant. Everybody else came on their own, including the black people that was here before. Everybody came on their own, but the ones, the ADOS, the American Descendants of Slave, everybody came on their own except ADOS, built this land, afforded, gave it the resources for free, but yet we're still the underclass in 2019. That doesn't make sense.
You see what I'm saying? That doesn't, and everybody comes over here because of those opportunities. Our civil rights movement, you know, our people doing things like that to push the needle forward, and yet immigrants come over here and open up in our community and just take, dump. You know what I'm saying? They go over here, open businesses in our community. We just feed them because we're so nice and loving. We just support everybody.
It is what it is.
And they just dump, send their kids to college, do all this, do that, and then they don't get back to the hood, to the community, rather, to the people. So, but that's about to stop. Like I said, I think that sentiment's changing, and all that is about to cease and desist. You get what I'm saying? That's about to cease and desist.
They got a stronghold on our community with the drugs. They the new millennium drug suppliers now for the community, you know.
Right,
so
exactly.
Keep their minds crippled,
yep.
You know.
Exactly,
you know.
Exactly. And that's right. Now remember, just real quick, because this that is 26 hours, but remember, we talked about Baltimore earlier. Now, Baltimore is a port city, and they had a large heroin problem. Like, all you got to do is look at the Watts. I mean, look at, what's the name of that show that was about Baltimore? I can't think of it right now. But that show, you know, Baltimore was once the murder capital of, like, heroin problem. Like, so the drugs in the community, you're right, that's a thing that disables the community. And with this, what's going on in our community now, it's just really bad. They got their heroin coming over, and it's kind of crippling us. But again, on the bright side, I think we're starting to wake up and see the traps that have been set for us. You dig what I'm saying? So,
and they say it's more harsher, too, on the East Coast. Girls, it really takes a toll on the kidneys, and it all, you know, it's all bad.
Oh, yeah,
but
the kidneys, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I hear that it's a more harsher drug as well, too. You know, that's definitely.
Yeah.
I know we can probably talk about a little later on.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We have to get into that later, y'all. This is Collective Minds. I guess I'm going to let Roger do the signing off. I just want to thank the callers and supporters, everybody, real quick, and thank the guests as well. And I'll let you close us out, Roger.
Yeah, and I just want to piggyback off of what Brother Kev just said. I want to thank everybody once again for tuning in with us. It was awesome, and we appreciate you guys. Tune in next Sunday with us, and each and every Sunday. If you can't make it next Sunday, we'll be back the following Sunday after that, and after that, and after that. If you have any show topic ideas or just any questions, feel free to send us an email at collectiveminds@yahoo.com anytime. You can always follow us on all the social media outlets. We got Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Other than that, tune in next week. See you guys, and we do appreciate it. We totally do appreciate it. Peace.
Yes, indeed. Peace. Collective Minds.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square. We on the earn. We about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper, who peepin' the peeper. Yeah, your boy done found a keeper, see we talkin'.